See, Tim, there's no back to it. The back is the real wall in the bar restaurant. So the part of the curbside was used to extend the street side, which is where it's cut out, where you see the seats and whatnot. And the door that used to be at the front is now at the back on the street side.
And it's wider.
Yes, exactly.
It's double wide, exactly. Wide in your doorway, yes.
Now, in the beginning, when John showed up, his concept was to put the trailer inside, okay, and he wanted to, like, cut out the frame in the middle and be able to somehow or other walk around. And once we started discussing this, I said, why don't you just take the whole body completely off the frame and skip the frame and the wheels and everything, and then that way you can walk in and out of this trailer-esque unit without having to reinvent a floor and have some heavy framework and tongue and all this other stuff in there that really is unnecessary.
Yeah, and that was key, Colin. That the whole thing is really understanding that we don't need the chassis and the wheels to make this work. We thought we wanted it to make it work because it looked, you know, how it should look with wheels and off the ground. But right, the key is you didn't need to have to do that to create what we wanted to create. And Colin's suggestion of just getting off the chassis, even though it was a heck of a job to do, was well worth it and made a big difference.
Oh, that was a key decision, just looking at the results, for sure.
Yeah. So we really suggested that and really changed the for the scope of the project. Made a lot more, but the end result is fantastic.
Now, is there any issues? I know with restaurants, you know, like you have to get liquor license and special regulations to follow. Is there any issues with the city or doing something like
No,
this?
we actually built this around an existing bar. So it becomes really just a facade to the existing bar. So the existing bar basically passed all the city codes, all the different liquor license, liquor rules, and whatnot. So this is really the dress up in the facade. So we were able not to get involved with any, you know, tough rules, regulations, or anything that would be cause us to redesign something dramatically. So it really worked well just to sort of fit it around the existing bar.
And you said tonight was like your opening night, or?
Opening night, we have opening night tonight. We have a large, you know, cocktail party, and we probably had about 120 or 30 people come into place tonight. And we had a DJ and some flashing lights to really show the trailer and gleam it up with some lights. And it was just fantastic. People just loved the decor and the space and just the whole quaintness of it. And they really say that this is New York City. When you step into Redwood Kitchenette and Bar, you're somewhere else. You're taken to a different place and time. And that was my goal, step in here and not be in the typical New York City diner or coffee shop. Just to step into my kitchenette and just be somewhere else. And this is what people will be able to accomplish here.
Now, did you have the bar already open and then add this later, or was this part of the original opening day?
So we waited to have this whole thing done. We did not open the bar at all until this trailer was complete and how we wanted it to be. Yeah, so it was waiting for it. But it was such an important design element and aspect of the restaurant and bar that we really needed to have it completely done and ready before we opened the doors.
Very cool. Very
So,
cool.
yeah, it's very exciting. I tell you, it's just the excitement, just the vibe and the feel here inside, the positive thought, it's just terrific. And I really attribute to the Airstream and the whole design concept and how it all ties together.
Well, you obviously learned a lot from doing this. You learned a lot about Airstream, about how they're built, about shell-off restoration work, and working with aluminum and rivets and polishing. So, is it time to actually rebuild a trailer that you use for a trailer?
I, honest to God, I said this to my wife the other day. I would love to do one of these things. I really learned, yes, I learned a lot about how to put together, how to build, screwed, and just assembled. And now there's no fear of the unknown now. I know what I'll be getting into and how to tackle it. So it would be a great thing to do. Because I must, but not as I'm so busy right now in the restaurant, I need some really nice vacation to do that in. But yeah,
Well, I'm
that'll be great.
sure,
It'll be
Colin, I
fun.
have another run ready for you when you are.
Yeah. Oh,
And
yeah.
so one quick thing. What my goal is for next spring in New York City is to launch a Redwood Kitchenette Airstream food truck that should be on the road in Manhattan. So I hope to be with Colin again and hopefully pick up another Airstream and throw it on the road itself in Manhattan.
Oh,
It should be fun.
no.
You mean have one of these
Just
set up where it would be like a mobile unit?
Exactly. Yeah, food trucks in Manhattan are big today, and no one has an Airstream food truck.